Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Mem Ches, Baba Basra 48. And on the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara records a statement of Rav Huna. Rav Huna teaches to Ayuhu Vizabin Zavine, that if one was literally hung up, but it means that they're forced to sell something, and they end up selling it under duress, finally agreeing to sell it, then we say it is a valid sale. Since the person is paid money for it, Rav Huna says it's such a position, Tilyu Vizabin Zavine Zavine, it's a valid sale, even though he was forced to do it. The Gemara wants to know what's the basis for this position of Rav Huna. So on today's daf, the Gemara cites a Braisa, and the Braisa says that, first of all, our first suggested proof for this is from the beginning of the Braisa, where we state, with respect to a Karban Ola, where a person voluntarily takes an oath upon themselves that they're going to bring an offering to God. It says in the verse in Leviticus chapter 1, verse 3, Yakriv oso lirtzono ifnei Hashem, that the person shall bring this offering willingly before God. So why does it say Yakriv oso, which is, says the Gemara, a double expression, because it already says the word Yakrivenu in that verse. Explains the Gemara, Melame chekofen oso, that we force him to bring it, but you can't bring it offering if you're forced, because it says lirtzono, he has to bring it willingly. How can this be? Explains the Gemara, kofen oso ad sheyomer rotzani, we force him until he says that I want to do it. Meaning to say, we can force him under duress, either physical or emotional, until he willingly says, I want to do it. So therefore, since there we see that somebody could be forced to do something, and then when they do it, it's considered like they did it willingly. So too, by a sale, we can force him to sell, and if he sells, it's considered a valid sale since he did it willingly. That's the Gemara's suggested proof. The Gemara rejects that as a proof, and the basis for the Gemara's rejection is that there's a distinction between an offering and a sale, because maybe an offering is going to be valid because we know it's really good for him. Shani Hasam, that case is different. He wants an atonement, and if he says he's going to bring a vow and he doesn't bring the vow, then he's going to be punished. So this is a way of him achieving an atonement. So that's why it's really good for him. So therefore, the Gemara suggests maybe the proof from that brisa is not from the first clause of that brisa, but from the second clause of that brisa, as it relates to a get, a bill of divorce, that a man is required to give to his wife. If the Bezin orders him to give it, he's supposed to give it. However, it has to be done willingly. It says that in the Torah, it says, V'kosav lo get krisus v'nosan b'yadan, he places in her hand, which means it must be done on his own free will. He cannot give the get if against his will. And so therefore, what happens if the court orders him to give it and he doesn't want to give it? So the Gemara says, under those circumstances, kofen oso ad sheyomer rotzani, we force him to give it until he says, I want to do it willingly. So there too, we see a situation where a person doesn't want to do it, but we force him to do it, either a physical duress or emotional duress, until he says, I want to do it, and that's considered to be like he did it willingly. Gemara says, there too, we could say that perhaps that case is different. Why is that case different? Because Shani Hasam, the mitzvah l'shmo adivrei chachamim, because it's a mitzvah to listen to the words of the court, and the court says that you have to give the get. We know that there are certain circumstances that a man can be ordered to give the get by the bezin. For example, if he is what's called a mukashlin, if he has a skin condition which makes him unlivable with, according, and his wife does not want to be married to him, the court can force him to divorce her. And so therefore, we say that case is different, and so that's not a strong proof. So the Gemara ends up by saying there's no proof from these brises, but this is a position that Rav Huna came on his own logically to say that the sale is a valid sale. But the idea of kofen oso acher yomer rotzani, this is a powerful concept, that we can force somebody to say something, and then once he does it, it's considered like he did it willingly. The Rambam understands that this idea of kofen oso ad sheyomer rotzani is based upon the idea that deep down in the pnimius haseichel, in the lev, in the inner soul of the person, he really, really wants to do something right. And it's just the only reason why he's not doing the right thing is because the koach ha-taiva, the power of the desire to do the wrong thing, is overwhelming him. But really, he has the desire to do good the whole time. And so then what happens is, As the Rambam writes in Laws of Divorce, Chapter 2, Law 20, what happens is that by forcing him to do this, what happens is the Yetzer, this desire, has been removed. This evil desire has been removed from him. And then all that's left is the desire to do good. And so therefore, he's always wanted to do the good. He had just been prevented by the Koach HaTaiva. And it's for this reason that we accept this idea of him really willing to do it. Because by forcing him under this duress, all we've done is remove the Koach HaTaiva. That's the Rambam's concept here. And the Beis Halevi suggests that this concept of the Rambam explains another powerful concept in our faith, Mitoch Shelo Lishma Bo Lishma, that if we have an idea that if somebody does something for the wrong reasons, it's eventually going to be done for the right reasons. So for example, if one is studying Torah only for honor or for money, eventually he's going to love the Torah so much and he is only doing it for the right reasons. So the Rambam, so Beis Halevi says that this is the same ideas, kofano so achayoma rotsani. Really, it can be done in a positive way as well. That sometimes there are things which are afflicting us and are preventing us from doing something for the right reasons. But if we start doing them, eventually we're going to remove the yetzer from our body, the yetzer hara, which is leading us in the wrong direction, and all that will be left is the power inside our souls, which is the power to do good and to accomplish the right things.